at GCN.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's toll-free, and you can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever's on your mind, whether it be a political issue or maybe even a personal problem. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right on the front page of the site. In fact, you can even sign up for the podcast, and we will deliver the archives to you automatically, which is a pretty sweet deal. And it's free at freetalklive.com. Also, you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. And this is a show about your call, so we need to go back to him. Let's get back to John in Little Rock. John, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, apparently the issue about immigration with you guys is mute. I mean, let's face it, I was trying to convert the dead from the undead, but we'll just move on to the girlfriend.
Yeah, so I want to talk about girlfriend.
Yeah, all right.
Now, just to recap, you're John in Little Rock.
That's right.
And you are a black racist.
That's right.
Who lives on the street. That's out of a garbage can.
I'm also an honorably discharged veteran.
Oh, yeah, just an added bonus.
And I also have a website.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, this is
homeless
unusual.
Websites.
We normally don't allow people to plug their websites, but I'm curious.
I haven't plugged your website. I'm waiting on permission.
What is your website, sir?
Do I have your permission?
Yes, sir.
You do.
All right. It's www.geocity.com.
Oh, he's going to give us a tough. He's going to give us a tough address. Geocities.com/DL7.
DELL7. Now, there's some articles I wrote about this other problem we ain't going to discuss that we just
Geocities.com/DEL7?
DELL. Like jail, right?
Yeah.
A softer. And number 7.
I'm having trouble. DELL?
Like general. E like elephant. L like lemon.
GELL. Gel 7.
There we go.
Still camp. Oh, wait, there it is. A tribute to the American peoples is what it says here. I'm going to have to check this out.
Real quick, huh? Well, I wrote those articles in there because I got tired of sitting on my butt. But since we ain't going to discuss this.
One of the articles is entitled Little Rock Suck. This is going to be interesting. I'm going to check this out.
Are we going to read the whole thing?
Yeah, I'm going to check it out after the show, and I'm going to post it on our BBS for everybody else to check out, okay?
Well, there's a video archive that a local station did of me, but they pulled that. But the transcript. And the little snap frames are still up there.
Interesting. So tell me about girlfriends, John.
The guy in camouflage, that's me.
So tell me about girlfriends. What's it like to be homeless and try to get a girlfriend?
Well, okay, I'm going to put you like this here. Check this out. I noticed on your website y'all got two very fine women, Jody and Helen.
Yeah, we do have some nice-looking ladies on our Shrine of Female Listeners.
Well, let me ask you this. Would y'all like to take two girls out?
Will we take them out?
Would y'all like to take them two girls? I mean, look at y'all.
They live very far away.
Yeah, I'm talking about especially the one that looks like that actress, Elana Douglas.
I don't know who that is.
Well, I think that's Jody. She holding up, you know, the ladies on your website.
Yeah, Jody. I know who Jody is.
The very first one.
Right. Jody from Cannabis Culture Magazine.
Yeah, she's like Elana Douglas, that actress.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Well, both you two guys like to take Helen and Jody out.
Sure. I can't. Well, Manwich is married, but I'll take them both out.
Your wife is married, not you.
I'm not sure that's true.
Oh my gosh!
Now, out here on the street, it's hard to get a girl to go with you because you look all raggedy. And
sure.
If you see the picture of me on that website, then you know why I can't get a girl.
But is that you on the top left there in the camo? Yeah,
right.
I see you there.
Right,
it's tough when you have to wash up in public bathrooms.
That is correct.
Yeah.
But see, I know how to bivouac. Uncle Sammy trained me.
You know how to bivouac them?
Right. You know, out in the wilderness, you know.
All right.
That kind of thing. But now, trying to get a girl out here is very hard.
Right.
Because, see, they all look, right now I'm standing in the River Market District, and I'm not trying to plug them, because I hate these SOBs here.
Okay.
Anyway, it's close to the Clinton Library, H House. Yeah.
There's got to be some homeless ladies around that you can mac on.
In the background, you hear some tears skateboarding. Y'all hear this?
No, we can't.
Hey, say something on radio.
No, we don't want to hear what the skaters have to say.
Okay, anyway.
Just tell me, when's the last time you were with a lady?
About 2 years ago.
Wow.
We really got it on, man.
She asked you did.
Did you turn on some Barry White?
No, she asked me, did I like to do it? I said, yeah.
Where'd you go?
I went to her place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Why, now, why didn't it last? Why didn't you have a second date?
Well, she already had another man.
Oh, man, that's no fun.
There we go.
You probably didn't bivouac her quite right.
Well, all it took was a carton of cigarette and a bag of groceries. But I had food.
A bag of roofies?
Groceries.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time understanding my southern accent.
That's okay. We're southern, too, but not in the same way. Now, I like talking with you about girlfriends. This is fun compared to the immigrant issue.
Well, what I want to know is, do y'all think Jody and Helen would slap both of y'all if y'all was out at your favorite restaurant, the mood is right, the music is just, somber, and the wine is... the proper vintage at the right temperature.
Yeah.
And if you try to take your hand away from, which one you want, Jody or Helen?
He wants Helen.
Okay. And if you try to take your hand away from her shoulder and move it down where it ain't supposed to be, would you get slapped?
Gee, I don't know. It depends on what they're thinking.
I think if you look at the picture of Helen or Jody, whatever her name is, the one that I said like Elena Douglas,
uh-huh.
I think she would slap you.
Maybe so. Helen's a Russian.
Well...
She might be more open to that sort of thing.
Well, again, if you accidentally slid your hand off my shoulder and went down below, just tell her you're accidentally trying to bust that pimple.
What? Bust a pimple?
Yeah. And that way you can get up out of it.
All right, John. Dating tips with John the Homeless Man. Only tonight on Free Talk Live. You need some dating advice. He's on the line right now.
I'm trying to keep you from getting slapped in the face.
I appreciate it.
Just take the that you're trying to bust the pimple.
I see a pimple there. I got to bust it.
Now, how long have you been homeless for?
Since after the bombing of 2001.
Really?
Yeah, that's when I was working with this guy in a warehouse. And, his wife fired me right after the bombing thing because I took off to go find a cousin of mine because I was worried he might have been in that mess in New York.
I see.
When I got back, I was told to take a hike.
Right.
So I lived on their property, and the boss man didn't have a pair like Mel Gibson say, and his wife the one that fired me. So I've been on the street ever since.
Really? Now, were you living? So you just couldn't pay your rent after that, and
I was living on their property.
You were living on? Oh, you were living on the property
Boss man's property.
I see. And so what? Now it's been 4 years, and you haven't gotten a job.
I haven't. Well, I work occasionally on odd jobs and stuff
yeah,
like that. But
right.
A little
fellatio here and there. Sure.
That's why I'm a little ticked off at the other discussion we ain't going to discuss no more. And so,
you think the immigrants are stealing your jobs, huh? McDonald's is not hiring?
I thought y'all dropped it as a subject.
Now we're talking about you getting a job.
Well, I'm throwing my background into about how, it's hard for me to get a girl.
Wait. You don't need a girl to get a job. Why don't you go work at McDonald's?
McDonald's ain't hiring.
That's not true. McDonald's is always hiring. I don't believe it for a second.
I don't have a cell phone.
You've got a payphone, though.
Hey, this payphone says that this telephone cannot receive incoming calls.
And you don't need a phone to get a job, John. You just go in, you fill out the application, then you go in a few days later and you follow up on it.
Oh, I just tell you, like you said, I'm lazy as hell. How about that?
All right. At least you're being honest, okay? How do you feed yourself?
Oh, I got in a garbage can.
Really? You just go dumpster diving?
Hey, say something, y'all on the radio.
John, call us again sometime, man. We appreciate it, okay?
What are you saying there?
Call us again sometime. We appreciate it, man. We're going to post your website on our site tonight,
well,
okay?
Well, yeah, check this out, though. Do you understand the girlfriend question?
Yeah.
All right. You guys are solid, then.
We are solid, and we look forward to talking to you again, John. Thanks,
dude.
Thank you for
letting me take...
See you, man. 800-259-9231.
He had to say hi to all his peeps, He's getting quite a little following, I imagine.
It's fascinating. It's a homeless guy with his own website.
He goes to the library and fiddles around.
Yeah, he's for real.
I think he is, too.
So
I think he's a bit of a character.
It's very rare that you get homeless people calling into to the radio show, so we appreciate that, John. Hey, more coming up. Your calls as well. You can take control of the phones and bring up any old thing. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll talk fascism.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health among longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies. And apparently, old John in Arkansas, he's been looking at our shrine recently. You can go check it out, freetalklive.com. Some of them are very nice to look at. Some of them are average, and we appreciate them all. It's not a beauty contest. It is just women who listen to the show. Although we're going to have a controversy now this weekend. We're going to have a controversy because and I keep getting the terms wrong. Please accept my apologies if I'm getting this wrong. Transgendered. Is that where is it transgendered, where you've got a man, somebody who's born a man, and who then goes on to act as though he is a woman?
I thought that was a transsexual.
Is that transsexual?
That's what I thought. Transvestite?
See, there's three very distinct terms there, and now I'm not sure which one. Well, there's a somebody who was born a man who considers himself a woman who has sent in a picture for the Shrine of Female Listeners.
I don't go for this, man. Two X chromosomes. That's the fee for entrance into the Shrine of Female Listeners, as far as I'm concerned.
If you believe you're a woman and you look like a woman...
Do you have two X chromosomes?
I think this is going to be the controversy. We might have to put a poll up on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com and find out what the rest of...
Transvestite Hall of Listeners.
No, that's not what we want, man. It's either the Hall of... It's the Shrine of Female Listeners, and that's it. Anyway... So the question
It'll
is, should we
be the Shrine of Freaks if we're not careful?
That's not nice, Manwich.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I don't think that's very nice to call people like that freaks. They're people that honestly
believe...
You don't
think it's freakish? Going to get an operation to change your gender?
This person has not necessarily gotten an operation. I'm not sure if that's what has happened in this case. Some people get operations, some don't.
So any guy can put on a wig and a dress and get in our shrine? Two X chromosomes.
Well, we're going to be talking about it over the weekend on the BBS, and I'll put a poll up there, and we'll see what the rest of the listeners think, because your opinion is minuscule. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Matthew in Massachusetts. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, excellent, sir. Matthew, quick question. Should we let a transgendered individual onto the Shrine of Female Listeners?
I plead the fifth on that.
All right, fair enough. What's on your mind?
No, I don't really know enough about that subject to talk, so I generally don't talk about it.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I was driving up to work last Monday and listening to a talk radio show, and they were talking about how someplace in Milton, Mass, I believe, it's Milton, Massachusetts, that is requiring a permit to install a dishwasher in houses.
Okay.
And
pretty silly.
And it's frustrating because then the guys, like, they're all upset about it. It's a group of them, and they're all, you know, talking about how, you know, asinine that is. Then they proceed to say, oh, you know, it makes sense that you have to have a permit to build a carport or something or some other addition, but a dishwasher, you know, that's something else. You know, traffic was too thick for me to pull out my cell phone and call them directly. But
right,
it just drove me crazy. Like, what? You know, how is that any difference? You need a permit to build on your own property. What are you, crazy?
I agree with that. That's the problem. They're digging themselves into their grave by saying things like that. Oh, yeah, we understand permits for outside work, but permits for inside work, that's just inappropriate.
Yeah.
Now, that's just kind of a difference in degrees, and if the lawyers disagree with them, then it doesn't matter what they think.
Right. Frustrating. Yeah, the thing is that kind of mentality is everywhere in Massachusetts here, and for instance, with the whole smoking ban, we now have a statewide smoking ban.
Oh, really? Welcome to the club.
Yeah, and you know, when that was happening, everyone was arguing about the wrong thing. They're like, well, smoking. You know, I mean, you should have smoking in bars, but not in restaurants. They're completely missing the point. I'm like, excuse me, you know, the people I was arguing with, I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? This is the owner's right to have smoking in his establishment, regardless of whether it's a restaurant or a bar.
Right.
It's like arguing about the wrong, you know, it's like you're not even seeing the whole issue. You're just arguing about one part of the issue.
That's been going on forever, and the media is a part of this, because the media doesn't ever ask the right questions either. So when the politicians come up with some new brilliant plan to ban something or to regulate something else, the media just fawns all over them, and, oh, this is a great idea. Oh, there are some opponents, and the opponents say this, but we're not going to ask any of the right questions. We're not going to actually ask any questions. We'll just accept whatever it is the government organizations tell us and just report it as though it's news.
And guys, when are you moving to New Hampshire?
As soon as it's financially possible.
And when do you think that is? Like within a year or so? Or?
Well, it depends.
We're hoping a year.
Well, we've got the AMP program going on right now, the Advertise, Market, and Promote at amp.freetalklive.com.
But I'm assuming you're moving your operation up there.
Yeah, we're going to move the entire deal up there, but we've got to start making money on the show first.
Absolutely.
And right now, everything we got coming in is going right back out into advertising. So, you know, as we get on more stations, I would say once we get up to around 25, maybe 30 stations, we'd probably be set to move up there.
And you got one thing you have to know about.
What's that?
Rotaries.
Rotaries?
Rotaries in New England.
What's
you're going to have to learn how to drive on a rotary.
I don't understand. I don't even know what that is.
In New England, we have this, when you drive, when you, there are rotaries that have, it's a circle.
Like a roundabout?
It's exactly a roundabout. And they're everywhere. So if you can't, you got to learn how to drive them when you come up here.
Well, I'm not retarded. I'm sure I can figure it out.
Oh, no. I'm just messing with you.
All right, Andy. Thanks for the call, man.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks, Matthew. 800-259.
People die on those things.
9231. We got Shriners calling in, apparently. Andrea in Virginia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Man, which actually you're not a Shriner yet, Andrea.
I've just validated, just sent my picture in today.
Awesome. Well, then we're going to have to add another person to the Shrine over the weekend.
Although the lighting in it is not very good, so you might have to touch it up a little.
As long as we can identify you as a female.
Absolutely.
Right.
My opinion
apparently
is...
that doesn't matter.
Here's my opinion on that.
Okay.
If they've had the surgery, let them in.
Why?
Okay. Because at that point, they have committed that they are not male anymore.
So, a vagina is the cost for entrance?
Yes.
But not a 2X chromosomes?
Well, a lot of people believe that they were born with 2X, and a lot of people don't have the medical test to prove it.
They can go to DNAprint.com and swab the inside of their mouth, and they can find out.
I don't understand why you're so virulently against this, Manwich. I mean, if somebody fully on believes that they're a woman and that they were always meant to be a woman, what's wrong with honoring their choice? They're the ones that made that choice.
I don't know.
It just makes you uncomfortable, doesn't it?
So weird.
Be honest. It just makes you uncomfortable.
Here's the reason. Because I don't want the Shrine of Female Listeners to be a freak show. That's the reason. I don't want a two-headed man. I don't want a guy eating chickens. I don't want any of that
stuff. Those are both guys, so that wouldn't be the case.
I'm just telling you. It's weird.
If we get a bunch of freaky submissions, we'll start the Shrine of Freaks at that point. But just because somebody is a guy who believes he's a girl, I don't think that necessarily means he's a freak. I think it's kind of mean of you to suggest that.
I would agree.
Andrea, anything else on your mind?
Nope, that was it.
Thanks as always. Let's go to Diane in New Mexico. Diane, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Sorry about that. My whole point is, you know, how do you know from a photograph whether a person is male or female or not?
You don't.
And also, you know, talking about freaks, well, Manwich is on the show, so
you
make a lot of exceptions for him. Why not for a
female
writer?
What's freakish about me?
Diane, if you got
I'm
more, hang on.
I'm the most normal guy on this show.
Hang on, Diane. 800-259-9231. She called you out, Manwich. More coming back. This is
so
your show.
So says the anarchist.
It's Free Talk Live.
Skinny,
woo-hoo.
Pimply anarchist.
I don't want to insult you.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. It's your show, Saturday night edition. We're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. We'll send you an email. If you're on the updates list, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com to sign up. And like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. Manwich, who's bringing you the show tonight?
1-800-Flowers.com.
1-800-Flowers.com.
You can type in 1-800-Flowers.com and go to their website, or you can call them on the phone.
If you're homeless, like our friend in Little Rock.
He can send his mom flowers on 1-800 by calling 1-800-Flowers.
Presuming he has a way to pay for them, of course.
Presuming.
Right. And if you can pay for the flowers, then you're going to get a 10% off discount if you tell them the code FTL.
Yes.
Like Free Talk Live. FTL is the special code. 10% off your entire order.
Plus they have, and they have specials every week.
Really?
So you can get a special.
Wait. Can you get 10% off the specials?
Yep.
Nuh-uh. You're playing games with me.
I'm not playing.
That's a sweet deal.
I would not play games with you.
So if you go to 1-800-Flowers.com, you can check out their specials. And if you like it, order it and punch in that code and you're good to go.
Ship it anywhere you want.
Sweet. 1-800-Flowers.com or 1-800-Flowers. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk again to Diane in New Mexico. Diane, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Thank you. I have one last point.
Okay.
All right. A certain member considers herself female. She's intelligent. She's an objectivist. She's a libertarian. And she could possibly be an aunt member like my husband and I. So if the money and the ideas are good enough, why not the photograph?
I'm with you, Diane. I'm leaning heavily in your direction.
Hey, you know, if a bunch of transsexuals wanted to start the AMP program, I probably would change my mind on that.
You're going to change your mind or else, man. Which,
why?
I don't, because I'm in charge and you're not.
Shut up.
All right. Diane, man, which is getting uncomfortable. Anything else on your mind?
Nope, that was it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I just hate seeing you squirm, Manwich. I had to end that call. Let's go to Gene, the Christian Anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about the rising, so-called rising rate of violent crime, and I know exactly why it's rising.
Is it rising? I heard violent crimes are on their way down.
Well,
I guess it depends on who you talk to, huh?
Here's my thinking on that. And, you know, they may be on the way down simply because so many people are in prison for such longer sentences now than they used to.
Yeah, but most of them are potheads.
Doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that people in the old days, you know, like we're going way back to like 1960 or so.
Okay.
If you got caught doing some kind of a crime, pick a crime, burglary.
Bank robbery.
Okay. Get caught doing bank robbery, you'd probably do 5 to 10.
Sure.
60. Today, you get caught doing bank robbery, they'll probably give you 25.
Yeah.
So what you're seeing is an escalation in the sentencing over what it used to be years and years ago. And there was also your pot the guy in Canada saying that in Canada, if you did multiple murders, you get 25 years max.
Right.
So what you see is people that are committing crimes that are going to be getting very desperate to not get caught, because they know if they get in the system, they're not going to get 2.5 to 5 years. They know they're going to get 25 years.
Right. Is that kind of the explanation for why we're seeing these guys, like, the, I guess, what was it, a few weeks ago, the woman shot a cop to get her boyfriend away from them or something like that?
Now, wouldn't you think that would be a logical conclusion? If you're going to be looking at half of your life in prison, or perhaps all of your life.
Right, you'll do whatever it takes to avoid that.
You will just go down shooting.
Yeah.
Why not? If I was in such a situation.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, what have you got to lose? So naturally, you're going to have a greater rise.
Does that mean that you should only give a murderer 5 years so he doesn't keep killing people?
No. The murderer's, 25-year sentence is a long time. Most people are going to die in prison for 25 years. But that gives the chance, when they get out, for the family to get retribution. I'm all for that as an enemy.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'd just assume they don't send them to prison. Let me have them.
Well, the, people are much more likely to commit murders between the ages of 16 and 25. That young male demographic is where most of your murders come from. Once they're, some 45-year-old guy getting out of prison, they're not really as dangerous as they were when they came in.
Sure.
That's true, too. And that's another reason that you see the arming of the police force with the huge amounts of arms. Like I mentioned in the past, in China, the police don't even carry guns.
Right.
You're not likely in China to ever get shot by a cop.
Right. So,
with the rising rate of people being killed by cops, I'd like to see what that number is, by the way. I've never seen that number actually published.
What, people killed by cops?
How many people get killed by cops every year?
That's a great question.
I've never seen that either.
I would like to see that number, because I'll bet you any money it's higher than the murder rate in the country.
I don't know about that. I mean, murders tend to be crimes of passion. People walking in on their wife having sex with another man, and then they get so angry they kill one or the other. I mean, I don't think that cops necessarily are as much of crimes of passion. I think they just accidentally kill people, or purposely.
I'm just saying the numbers are greater.
I don't know about
I would say, well, what do we have?
It's a good question, though.
I would like to compare that number to the number of known murders in the country.
Good luck getting it, though. That's one of those numbers that the cops will just never release. Why should they?
I've never seen that released. But
of course not. It's not in their best interest to release those
numbers.
That's
a question for your listeners. If anybody knows what that number is, have them call in and tell us.
Good call, Gene. Anything else on your mind?
That's it. I'm just giving you the explanation for any rising rates of violence, and especially violence against the police, because these guys are seeing the police as being the end of their life. So they're going to do something about it. Right?
As usual, interesting perspective. Thank you, Gene. 800-259-9231.
I think people are less likely to act violently against the police now that they've cracked down so much than it used to be. There's nothing for Derringer or whatever. I don't know if I got that right.
Dillinger.
I think anyway, the gang guys to just, I'm just going by what I know from shows and stuff like that, but I'm sure that this is based on stuff that happened.
Here, I got a better one for you. That's what you wanted.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better than your version.
Right. Okay, whatever. That's from me trilling my R's in Spanish class.
So, I don't know, man. Violence against cops, as far as cops releasing that information, as far as cops, how many cops kill people, that is a really good question. In fact, I've never even heard it asked before. So if anybody does know that answer, feel free to share it with us, 800-259-9231.
And cops, it seems like there's more and more stories in the news about police just doing crazy things to people. I've got one here. It's apparently a nursing mother was arrested, handcuffed in front of her kids and arrested and hauled off to jail. On a case of
illegal nursing?
Mistaken identity, I'm afraid. It's really funny.
Doesn't sound too funny.
They got the mother and father got pulled over, and they had the kids in the back of the car, and the cop said that the dad couldn't drive, so the mom had to drive, so the cop ran her license as though he needed to do that. There's really no good reason for him to be running her license anyway.
That's what they always do. It's standard procedure. They run a license number to find out if somebody's got a warrant out for their arrest.
Yeah, but your license, your driver's license or your license plate?
Both.
You don't need to be running my license, though. I haven't done anything. If I'm sitting in the passenger seat, have done nothing.
But they have authority, and they're scary, and they're in uniforms, and they're carrying guns. So if you were sitting in the passenger seat and the cop asked you for your identification, I bet you'd give it to him.
Well, you got to see what happens when she when the cops find out that it wasn't her.
Because they thought there was a warrant out for her arrest.
When they find out it wasn't her.
We're going to come back with the rest of the story. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, Saturday night edition, here till 10 o'clock Eastern. Still time for your calls, 1-800-259-9231, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem, a rant you want to get off your chest. Anything goes, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can go vote for the show. Although the month is coming to a close, and we've managed to stay in the top two all month long, man.
Yep.
The top two podcasts of the world. In fact, we were number one for the vast majority of the month of August. Thanks.
I think till the 18th.
Through the 17th, 18th, one or the other. Thanks to your votes. Thanks to those of you that went to vote.freetalklive.com. If you haven't gone yet this month, you could go, and it still counts. Although, again, the voting will be resetting soon at podcastalley.com, so we're looking forward to that because we always love pushing for votes at the very beginning of the month. So, vote.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a woman who was pulled over. Actually, it was her husband that was pulled over.
Right, she was just in the passenger seat.
He was driving at the time. They ran his license, discovered that he apparently had a suspended license.
Unpaid traffic ticket or something.
Unpaid ticket. And he actually claimed that he didn't. In fact, he had paid it, but it was one of those computer errors that the government seems to have all the time.
And in fact, was a computer error.
Right.
His license wasn't suspended.
Right, but nonetheless, the cop didn't realize that at the time and ordered the guy to sit in the other, to switch seats with his wife.
Right.
So his wife got in the driver's seat, and then the cop decided to card her as well, ran her card, ran her driver's license number. Yeah,
for no reason. I mean, like, there's no reason why he was
just
running her
license. Just to be nosy.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I mean, they don't have to have a reason. They can just do it because they're cops and people follow their instructions. When they pull you over and you've got a bunch of people in your car, they'll ask for everybody's license because they're fishing. They're fishing to find out if any of those people are wanted for crimes, if they're on, you know, warrants out for their arrest. So then the cop came back and told this woman that she was under arrest, right?
Yeah. He took her out of the car, slammed her up against the car. She
claims, in front of her kids.
Yep, in front of her kids. Her since she was nursing a baby at the time, he's like, give the baby to your husband.
Right.
Why? I said give the baby to your husband. You know, that kind of thing. Oh, and then slams her up, her blouse open, basically, right, up against the side of the car. And I believe slam is the term she used, not
right,
me. And took her off to jail.
Mm.
Well, hold on just a second. I want to get the part here. She asked, you know, why she was being arrested. And he's like, you need to be silent. Didn't want to tell her.
God.
So anyway, she gets taken to the precinct.
Fresh service.
And an officer says, I know this isn't you. And she said, well,
they were looking for a woman who allegedly had tattoos and
right,
scars.
Doesn't look anything like her.
Right. So the woman who actually knew who the real woman was they were looking for said to her, this isn't you.
Yeah, an officer
right,
says, I know this not you. And well, and Mercedes, the woman who got arrested, says, can you call someone? Can they release me? Nope, can't do that. Jesus, no. They left
you
in jail for a day.
We've got to follow procedure, you know. There are certain forms that need to be filled out before we can just release you all willy-nilly.
Yeah. God knows you'd be free then.
Yeah. Isn't it silly? I mean, it's so silly it's dangerous, these bureaucrats. This woman, mistaken identity, the cop even knew it, and they still wouldn't let her out. There's no excuse for that.
There really isn't.
And what is going to happen to the cops as a result of this case, this wasted 24 hours of this woman's life?
Nothing. Zero.
The cops have no responsibility whatsoever to do their jobs correctly.
This apparently was Lakewood, Colorado, just so you know where this...
It can happen anywhere, though.
It could. The story could be anywhere.
Yeah, these stories come in all the time. Mistaken identities. I have another story, which we're not going to have time to get to tonight, but New Jersey cops raiding the wrong house. They come in, bust down somebody's door, come in yelling curse words at people. Get on the effing floor! Blah, 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 blah. You know how they are. And they're dressed in black.
Yep.
Well, it turns out they were on the wrong street. They had the right house number this time. They had the wrong street.
Hey, you know, the guy on the next street over from me, the houses have the same numbers. It's really weird.
Yeah.
So there's, my street, and then the guy next door, you know, it's 518 my street, 518 his street.
Right.
We get each other's mail all the time. I hope he doesn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, well, it's not quite as dangerous to get the other guy's mail. It's a little more risky when the goon squad busts in with their guns pointed at your family. You know, what's grandma going to think of that?
Yeah, nothing like that.
All right, so bad cops all over the place, and as usual, virtually no punishment for them. Hey, I've been talking about this fascism thing, and I kind of want to get to it. So let's do a little fascism review. This is from an essay called Fascism Anyone. Somebody actually posted it on our BBS, and I found it kind of revealing. Basically, what he's got is the 14 identifying characteristics of fascism. So here's how you know if you live in a fascist dictatorship or country or whatever you want to call it. Number one, powerful and continuing nationalism. Fascist regimes tend to make constant use of patriotic mottos, slogans, symbols, songs, or other paraphernalia. Flags are seen everywhere, as are flag symbols on clothing and in public displays.
Well, everywhere is a difficult, you know, like that's just a broad sweeping
sure
statement.
Two, disdain for the recognition of human rights. Because of fear of enemies and the need for security, the people in fascist regimes are persuaded that human rights can be ignored in certain cases because of need. The people tend to look the other way or even approve of torture, summary executions, assassinations, long incarcerations of prisoners, etc.
That's what amazes me, is the way the Republican talk show hosts just say that the torture that was going on, that has gone on in Guantanamo, that has gone on in other countries, you know, when we need to question terrorists, that went on at Abu Ghraib, torture, smorture.
Right.
Whatever.
Or even worse, making light of it, like Rush Limbaugh's doing with his stupid, Club Gitmo gear?
Club Gitmo gear.
They're selling T-shirts and crap like that on his website, making it look like it's Club Med, basically. I mean, that's just a slap in the face to those poor people down there.
Human right. Anybody who cares about human rights.
Right. Number three, identification of enemies as scapegoats as a unifying cause. The people are rallied into a unifying patriotic frenzy over the need to eliminate a perceived common threat or foe, racial, ethnic, or religious minorities, liberals, communists, socialists, terrorists, etc. Number four, supremacy of the military. We'll continue with this list on the way, 800-259-9231. The 14 identifying characteristics of fascism. Any of these ringing any bells? It's your show, Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea. The Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the Saturday night edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Only moments remain, so if you want to get your call in, better do it now. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online. We got all kinds of good stuff on our website for you. Free live streaming. The archives, last six days of the show, as a matter of fact. Bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, much more. It's all on the house. However, we're asking you for a little bit of help. We want to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live as far and as wide as possible.
Yeah.
We want this show to be on as many radio stations as it possibly can.
We want to be on 600 like Rush.
We want to be number one. We want to dethrone Rush Limbaugh. He's been number one for over a decade now, right?
Yes.
He's the big time.
You know, it amazes me how he goes, all the time.
Yeah, really. And he's constantly, anyway, let's not critique Rush. We just want to surpass him, okay? And with your help, we can do it. We're going to do it eventually, but with your help, we can do it sooner. So if you go to amp.freetalklive.com and you got $3 a month to spare, then you can help us promote the show. That's what the AMP program's about. It's amp.freetalklive.com. And once we reach our goal, and we're well on the way there already, Once we reach the goal, we're going to cut back on our commercial time by at least 25% here on Free Talk Live. So go check
good
it
deal.
Out. Amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the 14 tenets of fascism. One of them is rampant sexism. We're on number 5. If you missed the first 4, you have to listen to the archive, freetalklive.com. Rampant sexism. The governments of fascist nations tend to be almost exclusively male-dominated. Under fascist regimes, traditional gender roles are made more rigid. Opposition to abortion is high, as is homophobia and anti-gay legislation, as well as national policy. I don't know if we're really there quite yet, but I'm just going to burn through the rest of these. Number 6, controlled mass media. Sometimes the media are directly controlled by the government. In other cases, the media are indirectly controlled by government regulation, like the FCC, or sympathetic media spokespeople and executives. Censorship, especially in wartime, is very common. Number 7, obsession with national security. I think this one sounds familiar. Fear is used as a motivational tool by the government over the masses. Number 8, religion and government are intertwined. Governments in fascist nations tend to use the most common religion in the nation as a tool to manipulate public opinion. Now, we know George Bush has his little religious program that he's created. What did they call it? Faith-based initiatives.
Yes.
That's what it is. Number 9, corporate power is protected. 10, labor power is suppressed. 11, disdain for intellectuals and the arts. Fascist nations tend to promote and tolerate open hostility to higher education and academia. Number 12, obsession with crime and punishment. Under fascist regimes, the police are given almost limitless power to enforce laws. The people are often willing to overlook police abuses and even forego civil liberties in the name of patriotism. We've seen this a lot here in this country with the excuses that these so-called patriots are making for the random searches in New York City. Whenever the cops take another step all over, whenever they step on more of our liberties, these so-called patriots, these Bush backers, get out there and start writing letters to the editor and start talking and start saying, well, if you don't have anything to hide, why do you care about being searched? This is keeping us safe.
Fourth Amendment, that's why, pal.
We see this all the time in this country. Number 13, rampant cronyism and corruption. Fascist regimes almost always are governed by groups of friends and associates who appoint each other to government positions and use governmental power and authority to protect their friends from accountability. That's in pretty much every government, though, don't you think? I mean, there's always a lot of nepotism and
pretty much
favors. Number 14, fraudulent elections. Sometimes elections in fascist nations are a complete sham. I mean, after all, why would you want yourself to be unelected? You'd want to set it up that way.
Yeah, I don't know if our elections are necessarily fraudulent.
I didn't suggest ours were.
But I do say that other parties are basically forced out. You can't.
Oh, yeah. They prevent the third parties from even playing the game. We're coming back Monday nights. Been in here with you.
And Manwich.
In the meantime, join us online. FreeTalkLive.com. See you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking